Time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
We are spilling the tea, starting with Scarlett Johansson. She was just on Ellen, and she was talking about the big proposal from Colin Jost over on SNL.
Did he do it in a romantic way? You don't have to say exactly what, but
he did. He killed it. He did like a whole James Bond situation. He was very. I know he's surprising. He's got a lot behind that news desk. He's hiding. Yeah.
No, he seems like he does. He's charming.
Yes, and very charming and very thoughtful and romantic.
Aww, people are like, how did he get Scar Joe? I'm telling you, those SNL dudes, they get lots of ladies. Okay, so she's starring with Adam Driver in this movie. It's called Marriage Story. The trailer looks amazing. It's so real. It's so raw. So it's hitting theaters November 6th. Then it's going to come to Netflix on December 6th. They're saying all kinds of great awards. These two actors just killed it in this. So I definitely want to check that out. It's called Marriage Story, if you're interested. Well, Wendy Williams finally got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I mean, it's a common of over 30 years of being a personality. And, you know, it's not easy being on TV for 10 years by yourself, live. And this has been a really hectic year for me, but also a hectic career. You know, triumph over adversity. Stick to it, Wendy. You'll show them. And now it's my pleasure to show you.
Yes, you go, girl. She said, obviously, it's been a very tumultuous time in her personal life, but she keeps on going. I love Wendy Williams. I'm rooting for Wendy Williams. Obviously, she struggled with addiction. She's had a hard relationship with her ex. He got his mistress pregnant, and here she is coming out on top.
All right, I'm not rooting for her, so I'm glad we balanced that out.
You don't like Wendy Williams?
I feel like she is such a hypocrite. She'll ask all the questions, she'll do all the things, but when somebody tries to talk to her about her stuff, oh, butt out, that's my business, we're working on it. It's like, you can't do one thing and then expect something
else.
But
I think she's actually very real and raw. She shares her personal life on her show. Like, she's really out with it these days.
I'm going to have to take a different view, that's all. I respect your view on Wendy Williams.
I like me some Wendy Williams. I really do. I also like Dan and Shay, and here they are talking a little bit about playing Justin Bieber's wedding.
It's awesome. We got to attend their wedding, and it was a blast. It was a really good time. And that was like the first place we debuted the song. We had never rehearsed it. You know, we obviously recorded it in the studio, but we never played it live in front of actual human beings. And Justin was like, sing 10,000 hours. We were like, okay, we'll try.
And, picking up the words like
It was good, though. It was really fun, and people were out on the dance floor rocking. It was a good time.
It was a good time. Dan and Shay, they're a hot country duo, and obviously they've been kind of just thrown into the limelight, hanging on with Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber, and they said it was just surreal attending the wedding. They're like, oh, to the left is Kylie Jenner. To the right, you see, you know.
I got to imagine that. Yeah, like I was going to say, they're popular in the country world, and they're such talented dudes, but to see all those, like, big people at one place.
Right.
Like, what the heck are we doing here?
But I like it because they're keeping it real, super down to earth. Also, down to earth, Paul Rudd. He's one of my favorite actors. Get this. He was buried alive for his upcoming Netflix series, Living With Yourself.
This doesn't feel good. And to try and calm my mind down and fight against the natural instinct was really tough, and it was terrible. It was as terrible as it sounds.
Can you imagine?
I think I'd have a panic attack.
Being buried alive.
Wouldn't
have you ever
you?
Been buried at the beach, like in the sand up to your neck?
Ooh, I have been.
How'd that go?
I didn't think it was that bad. I thought it was like really funny, but I definitely could have not lasted in there longer than like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I would be like the same way. So this is a dark comedy. If you want to check out Living With Yourself, it premieres October 18th, which is tonight on Netflix.
Love it. Mackenzie with the T here on Joe Mackenzie. Liv of the Web Girl, our sports expert. What's coming up in Liv Sports Minute?
I'm going to give you an MLB playoffs update. The controversy surrounding LeBron James and this star quarterback might be out for the season.
All right, Live Sports Minute next here on Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.